This is Bayou Rugby with Gift E.
We're talking about a very special team here.
God, have you let it in? Help!
This is Bayou Rugby with Gift E.
You say it was just a left to the head and then a right.
I don't understand how, I don't understand why, but all I know is it didn't work. It didn't work.
Here's a chance for the skipper.
The best and only analysis for Louisiana rugby.
Objection! Hearsay!
Look, you can't do that kind of stuff on the field. It ruins the way the game is played.
That was a heck of an effort.
Bayou Rugby, Gift E.
We don't need your education. We don't need your thought control.
Welcome to another episode of Bayou Rugby with Gift E. Gift a Bailu if you really need to know. We have a great show for you today. We will be talking about scores from last week and go over how close I actually was with some of these predictions. We get to talk to Baton Rouge women's rugby coach Sarah Drake and ask her about what they have going on for this upcoming women's season. We will go through some of the thoughts on the nature of maintaining your rugby club. And finally, we'll discuss predictions for this weekend and what we are expecting. So stay tuned, because it's going to be a fun ride. Welcome back. Let's jump into scores from last week, starting with high school rugby. We had a full schedule of high schools playing this week, this being the last regular season game for the schools before the Louisiana State tournament starts on April 6th. The high schools were trying to get their last punches in to work on seeding for the tournament. March 23rd, we had Audubon taking on Jesuit White. Audubon has been a team that has increased in their development week after week. They played Jesuit White on Saturday, and I predicted that Audubon would win this game 17-12. I was wrong. They blew this game out the water, winning 25-5 and moving to 2-3-1 in league play. Jesuit fell to 2-3-1 for the season as well. Next, we had Shaw playing Mississippi in Mississippi. This is a Shaw, there's not really much to say about this Shaw team. This is a Shaw team that has led all season. They are ranked 20th in the nation and they have had a perfect matrix season. I predicted that Shaw would win this game easily 55-10 considering the power of their team. But Shaw ended up putting in their B squad and ended up winning this game 15-0. Still a smash, but not as big as one would expect. They sewed up this season and ended with their undefeated record and getting ready to take the number one seed for the Louisiana tournament. Finally, we had Brother Martin playing Audubon for both teams' final regular season game this past Tuesday. Brother Martin had been nipping closely at Shaw's heels for the second place in the league, with their only losses really coming to Shaw itself. I had predicted that this game was going to be a 45-12 domination by Brother Martin, but Audubon kept it close. The match was 5-5 early in the game, but a red card against Audubon took away the momentum they had. Brother Martin ended up winning this game 17-5, closing the regular season for both teams. Brother Martin goes into the tournament April 6th, 6-1, and second in the Deep South High School League, and Audubon fell to 2-4-1. Now moving on to college rugby. This was the last game for most of these college teams before going into the conference tournament. First up, we had ULL facing Louisiana Tech at home. Now last week, I had predicted that ULL would win this game in a nail-biter, 35-28, mainly based on home field advantage. But I figured the closeness for the game was going to be on the fact that both teams have had layoffs the week before. Well, I was wrong about the nail biter. ULL put their foot down on Louisiana Tech and won 53-0 as they prepare to go to the conference tournaments next week. And finally, we had the big match with LSU facing Ole Miss in Oxford. Now, this was a match for the SEC West title and momentum going into the conference championships in Atlanta. I predicted LSU to win this match 35-15, mainly due to the momentum that they had built up from the last two games. But because because Ole Miss had been off the last couple weeks, so you knew the rust was going to be on. Well, I wasn't too far off. LSU put it to Ole Miss in Oxford, 24-10. Key players for this game was LSU's locks Alex Creed and wing Braden Lubano. LSU attained first place in the West and will be heading to Atlanta on April 6th for the conference championships. Lastly, we move to club rugby. We had three really good games that occurred this week. As the season begins to wind down and Matrix play begins to take shape and the playoffs start running up on us. Let's start up in North Louisiana, and we find ourselves in Shreveport. Shreveport took on a porous Dallas area rugby team that had no losses on the season so far. I predicted that Shreveport was going to win big in Dallas 67-0, and I really wasn't too far off from that. Shreveport mercilessly beat Dallas 63-0 and continued their battle to get the top spot in the Texas Rugby Union and attain a spot in the Sweet 16. Moving down south, Baton Rouge went to New Orleans for the rematch against New Orleans D2 squad. Now, Baton Rouge had lost to New Orleans 32-0 earlier this season, and they lost at home. So, seeing how these teams had been playing, it didn't seem like Baton Rouge had a chance to win, and reluctantly, I predicted a 25-15 loss to Baton Rouge. Loss for Baton Rouge to New Orleans. Well, I was wrong, sort of, and I was gladly to be wrong. Baton Rouge went to New Orleans and played a tough, tough game where they led for most of the game. The game ended in a 29-29 tie with no time remaining in extra time, and there wasn't an overtime session. Baton Rouge really could have won this game. Penalties and just lax play at the end of the game and kind of cost it for Baton Rouge, and New Orleans was able to score in the final minutes to tie it up. I caught up with Baton Rouge head coach Jim Brew to get his thoughts on the game.
I feel like they played very well. There were a few mistakes today that cost us, but all in all, we stepped up the ladder today, and I feel good about it. Well, the thing is that we just got to get better with our fitness, and we got to get better with our handling of the ball, and we got to get better with scoring more points, obviously. But I think that we stepped up the ladder. Our motion in the game is harder, faster. The pace of the game is faster. We're moving faster, and that's where we want to be. Well, we're going to try to get by their defense and kick a little bit and pound the ball right up to them. And we're not going to back off of them. We don't back off of people. And so that's, this is a perfect time for us to shine against the best team in the league. Baton Rouge is one of the best clubs in the country. I'm a founding member of it, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Finally, to end last week, we had New Orleans D1 playing Monmouth of New York, but I mean, they're really from New Jersey. In New Orleans. Now, I didn't really have that much information about Monmouth up in New York. Their site didn't really have any updates for what their record was at the time, but I predicted that the home field advantage was going to play in New Orleans' favor, and New Orleans was probably going to end up winning this game 45-30. I mean, coming off wins against the Renegades, Atlanta Renegades, and starting to build up their momentum again, I didn't think that this was going to be a loss for New Orleans D1. Well, I definitely wasn't wrong on that. The home field advantage definitely played in, but also was New Orleans D1's fast play and great defense that they had, which ended up destroying Monmouth 57-10 in a very one-sided game. I got a chance to talk with Captain Jeff Reuther after the game to get his thoughts about what about New Orleans' D1 side and the big win for them.
Yeah, we definitely put a lot of points on. We had pieces where we put things together and it was fluent. But we kind of lost focus on and off out here, and I'm not sure why, but we'll try to figure that out before next week. I feel really good. I mean, we've got the Renegades are left for our Matrix, and we seem to handle them pretty well 2 weeks ago. So I don't expect too much difference in 2 weeks from now when we play them again. And going into playoffs, I feel good. I mean, we've been getting better and better all season. We had a lot of road games, so we know we can travel and travel strong. So we're used to playing well on the road, and I have a lot of high hopes for the season. Really, I think it's just the structure of the team. But, you know, you've got to have structure within the team, within the players, having strong leaders on the field, and then good coaching, kind of supporting that as well, and driving and pushing the players, motivating them. And we've seen that most of the pieces in place for that. So it's we can just keep getting better and better, which is great. I'd like for them to think, just a fun place to play with some good rugby.
Well, that's it for scores from last week. Next, we continue our tour around Louisiana, getting to know your rugby team. We talked to Sarah Drake, head coach for Baton Rouge Women's Rugby, to find out more about her team. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Bayou Rugby with Gift E. We got a chance to sit down and talk with Baton Rouge Women's Rugby head coach Sarah Chicken Drake and talk with her about women's rugby in Baton Rouge. All right, I'm here with head rugby coach Sarah Chicken Drake. It's Chicken. Thank you for being on the show.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for asking me to be on the show today.
No problem. Well, first off, I kind of want to get, what is Baton Rouge Women's Rugby?
We're a nonprofit sports organization. We're promoting women's health and fitness in the community, and a bunch of girls that just like to stay competitive.
Oh, excellent. Well, we know the season starts for you guys first game April 6th. What are you guys expecting from this season?
Right now, we're having a rebuilding season. We have a lot of new recruits, a lot of girls that are new to the sport, never played before. And so I'm looking for good basic rugby and a good learning experience. Hopefully they fall in love with the sport and tell their friends and keep coming out so that our club can continue to grow.
Excellent. With the women's team, I know typically the Deep South used to have three teams, and understand that New Orleans is moving into what is, I think, is the Truth South. Is that affecting Baton Rouge as well?
Baton Rouge will be a member of the True South New Rugby Union. It's going to all the states in the South, with the exception of Georgia and Florida, will be a part of that. So for the women, it'll be roughly 12 teams, and we are split kind of like the SEC into the East and West divisions. So we'll have an East and West champion, and at the end of the year, those two champions will play each other for a True South True champion.
Oh, excellent. Now, you've been playing rugby for a while, and as well as coaching. How do you feel the growth of women's rugby has been over the last few years?
Well, I've been playing for 7 years now and coaching for three. And right now, rugby is the fastest growing sport in America. As far as women, it's a lot slower than the men, but we're following suit after the men. As the men's sports grow, men's teams grow, the women will realize that rugby is a really fun, very competitive, high-intensity sport, and I think a lot of women out there are craving that, just like men do.
Now, what made you interested with rugby when you got started?
It's funny. I had just graduated from college, and I was worried about getting fat, to tell you the truth, and I needed something that got me back into the competitive nature, made me want to keep running and pushing to stay active, and found the sport and fell in love with it and haven't left since.
Oh, excellent. And obviously you guys have gotten through a plethora of players. What do you feel like ideal player for women's Baton Rouge women's rugby?
I think intensity level. You have to be willing to get on the field and play at a very high intensity. At the same time, off the field, off practice, you've got to want to build yourself, make yourself a human. Running, pushing, working out is going to bring everything together to make you a good rugby player.
Okay, excellent. And how do you feel the culture for the Baton Rouge women's and women's rugby is off the field as far as the cohesion between players?
We have a great team. We spend a lot of time together. It comes back into intensity. We play hard, and we like to party hard, too. So we do spend a lot of time together, as well as with our men's team. We have a very good relationship with the Baton Rouge Men's Club, and we spend a lot of time together, hang out, and party.
Oh, excellent. Now, going back into the season itself, as you guys begin, you guys start off with Nash Bash. Who are some other major opponents that you guys are playing for this year?
We will be playing now they're called Hattiesburg Women's Rugby. They're essentially a team based out of the University, USM, University of Southern Mississippi. Sorry. We also play New Orleans Rugby Club. They have a great club as well, highly competitive, really growing. They're kind of our sister team, but at the same time, our biggest rivals. We'll also travel to the West and play Hark, the Houston Athletic Rugby Club women's side. And those are our big games coming up in the month of April. We have all three of those opponents, and we're going to take that one game at a time, not look too far into the future, but prepare for each game as they come at us.
Now, whenever you guys are preparing for these games, what are some of the major things you try and spotlight whenever you're trying to get ready for a team?
Same thing as any other team, I'm supposing. We do cohesion within the team, coming up with a game plan. My big thing that I preach to my girls is that you can play rugby 100 different ways. You can play with 100 different coaches teaching you something new. But until we learn to play together, and we call it playing the Barbie way as one cohesive team, that's what we really try to push, learning to play together. And any game plan is going to work as long as you're playing the same game.
Okay, excellent. Are there any key players for the women's team that you feel will spotlight or make a biggest impact for the team?
I do. I have my senior players that have been here for a while. Like I said, they know how to play our Barbie game of rugby, the Barbie way. We have Maddie Babyface, she's probably naturally a forward, plays in the pack with the big girls, but I've had her in the backs because I trust her to make good decisions. She's been playing fly half, and she'll get a little inside center. I have Ariel, who's anywhere in the pack. Honestly, the most utility player that I have on my team right now. I can put her anywhere, trust her to make good big hits and good quick decisions, and also guide the new girls how to play. Also have a leader that I've seen come up. She played Harvard rugby. I tease her all the time because she's a Yankee and she's played at Harvard. But I see her. She's a hooker, front row player, and another one that's going to step up, and I can count on her to make good decisions as well as lead on and off the field. I'm really proud of those girls, and I see them being a major component to our team.
Oh, that's excellent. And finally, just to let you go and get ready to start practice, what do you want people to know about Baton Rouge Women's Rugby?
I want them to know that we're here. I want them to know that we're recruiting, that this is an incredibly fun sport. We have a strong sisterhood. We have a strong brotherhood with our men's team. You can get a little bit of everything out here, a little bit of social, staying athletic, staying competitive. We travel all over together. And this has been one of the best adventures in my life. I hope people come out and try to experience it for themselves. We take women of every size, of every athletic ability. There is a place for everybody on this team and on the rugby pitch.
Excellent. And where can we find any information about Baton Rouge Women?
We have a Facebook page. You can look up the Baton Rouge Women's Rugby Club. We also have a website, www.pinkrugby.org. And that's under construction, but you can still get us at our that'll lead you to our Facebook page, which is really much more updated than anything else.
All right, excellent. Chicken, thank you very much, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to you again.
Well, thank you, Gift. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Excellent. Next up, we have my thoughts on club rugby and the need to restructure and rebuild. Also, what's going on for this weekend? We'll be back. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Now, I wanted to go over with you guys some of my thoughts on when it comes to restructuring a rugby team, a club rugby team. I know, take this personally, because Baton Rouge right now kind of has a wishy-washy roster, just that we have a lot of guys that can make it to the games, but we don't have a lot of guys that can practice. And obviously, the overall success of a team can be affected by that notion. Now, I know with a lot of our old boys, you know, they've worked very hard on recruiting and being able to build a program, a viable program here in Baton Rouge. And, you know, they've faced a lot of obstacles. But I think sometimes it's not about the obstacles, but it's always about the strategy. You know, it takes a lot to be able to go back and say, hey, you know, maybe we should restructure how we do it. And again, not to say that they haven't done it, but maybe it just needs a little restructure. I know for us personally, we talked about building the high school team, and we got a lot of flack from the football coaches that were there. Well, in the end, the football coaches can only make so much of a difference. We might not be able to use it at one school, but it's not as if Baton Rouge is limiting it in it. And it goes to the same with any other club. You know, the same thing occurs whenever it comes to creating a city team. Maybe it's not so much that there wasn't availability for a city team, but it just wasn't a structure that made sense to invite people to it. There wasn't a PR move that goes with it. Sometimes it's about bringing in some new people that can bring new ideas that can add to what was already there and be able to implement the plan that was initially set. In addition to that, sometimes it takes more than just doing the same thing or sticking to the method that you know. I know I talked to one guy and we were talking about updating a website, and they said that they had already gotten it taken care of, but the website didn't update everything. It updated only so much. And even still, it kind of seemed like it was a preventative measure of saying, hey, we already have this little small aspect, but instead of us bringing a full concept, let's stick to this small aspect. Maybe we can add here and there, but it will still be within this. And that doesn't always work. Sometimes you need to have newness. You need to have different. You need to have new blood. This is why companies thrive whenever they are in the Fortune 500, because they bring new blood eventually. You have to create new ideas. Even the best of us who can think and have the best ideas at one point, it can start to grow stagnant, because as we get older, we find ourselves falling more and more into a comfort rut. And that can prevent us from being able to come up with new ideas. At the same time, you know, we know that going into these things, we have to take into consideration that everything has to come within its own time. Maybe before, the way that you were strategizing didn't work because the environment didn't work for it. Sometimes it's just a luck-based thing. But now, with new winds changing and new ideas coming and new efforts being made, the ideas that once were not so effective prior can be more effective now. So you can't be afraid to structure your strategy and be able to set yourself up to push towards a direction that might not have seemed as ideal or might not have worked before. Sometimes it's just bringing back old concepts and just providing them in new ways. You might not be able to teach an old dog new tricks, but you can teach that old dog to refine its tricks, to be able to be crisper with its tricks. I don't know, that metaphor didn't really make that much sense to me either, but I'm just saying that one should not be so worried about past failures that they fail to let themselves proceed and grow in the future with those same ideas, just going about them differently. But that's what I think. You tell me. Let me know what you think. How do you think a club rugby or even a college rugby or even a high school rugby team should be restructured so that it can be able to give you the progress and the change and the growth that you'd hope to see out of any club? You can let us know. Like us on our Facebook page. It's Gift Time Sports. You can find us on Twitter and follow us on Twitter at Gift Time Sports. Or you can send us an email at gifttimeproductions@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We want to be able to talk with you. This is for you. Just let us know. Next up, we'll go over the scores for this weekend and see what you guys have to go with. This is Bayou Rugby with Gift E. Welcome back. We're on our final segment of the show. We're just going to go over some of the scores for this upcoming weekend. To be honest with you, it's not actually very difficult because this is Easter weekend and also spring break. So there aren't any teams really that are playing. The only team that we have going in is Baton Rouge, which we're playing in Little Rock against Little Rock. We got that advantage. We got to play this week because we switched up with them for Mardi Gras and let them. They came down, graciously came down to play us for Mardi Gras. And so we decided to go up there for Easter weekend, which is fine. But this is going to be a toughy one. That's without a doubt. Little Rock has been dominant throughout the entire season. They're an undoubted first place team in this division, and they're not probably going to change anything from that. Baton Rouge, we're going to travel up there, but to be honest with you, I worry about the numbers. I don't think we're going to come in with a strong team, and Little Rock is not a team that can be flagrant with. Just the one time that we played them, they hit hard, they run fast, and they're disciplined. That is not a team that you go in fledglingly into and hope to be able to come out with even a little bit of a win. So my prediction for this game is going to be a 65-10 win for Little Rock. It's just so many factors that are uncertain about this game that it doesn't even leave much credence and confidence to one to feel like there is a chance to be able to do a lot with this. But again, I've won Baton Rouge to win. I hope that we can keep the game competitive. I hope that we have the numbers to be able to go up there. I hope that we can at least play for something, even though we might not be able to make the playoffs, considering that our record of 1-3-1 does not exactly leave one for desire. So, and we're probably not getting that second place spot because Memphis beat us twice. So even if we did win, Memphis beat us twice, and their record would be as close to ours if we had beaten New Orleans last week. So this is going to be a tough one, but other than this game, there's not really much else. We are keeping it low-key. Next week, the big games start. The conference tournaments, the state tournament, everybody's games are going to really be kicking in. Final season for the club teams. Final game for the club teams. So we'll see what happens. But you guys stay tuned. Again, we always like it that you're listening, if you're listening. And we want to thank you for everything you've done. This is week 5. We're going to only try and continue to get better and better at this each week for you and for the betterment of rugby. This is Gift E at Bayou Rugby with Gift E. Gift A Bailu if you really need to know. You can find us on Facebook at Gift Time Sports. You can follow us on Twitter at Gift Time Sports. Or you can send us an email, gifttimeproduction@gmail.com. I hope you guys have a great Easter. Enjoy your weekend and have a great day.